Yeshaya, Perigimel, Pasuk of Beis, we're in the middle of the catalog of all of the adornments of the women of the Benos Sion who are parading about in incredible wealth. Jewels, perfume, fine clothes, hamachalotzos, the tunics, the blouses, the hamaatofos, and the bedspreads. Atifa satalis, when you wrap yourself in a talis. So it's not just what they wear, it's also what they use to live in luxury with 800 thread count sheets. The hamitpachos and the tablecloths, the hacharitin, the purses. So this is a lifestyle of incredible wealth and ostentation. Conspicuous consumerism. Chofkimel hagilyonim and the mirrors, of course the mirrors. How could such a vain generation that accessorizes everything not have beautiful mirrors to stare into at themselves all the time? Elton John says, you can tell everybody this is your song, but I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. His idea of a love song is to tell the beloved, I'm looking deep into your eyes, but I can't remember what color they are. Because when I look into your eyes, what do I see? I don't see you. I see a reflection of myself. Me, 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 me. The me decade of the 1970s. Well, here's the me decade of the, the 770s back in the day. So the gilyonim, the mirrors that they revealed, the gilyon, vasidinim, and not just mirrors, by the way, but you can even imagine in our modern parlance, the makeup mirrors that magnify people's faces by 100 times so every pore is showing. Find every flaw or show off every perfection. Vahasidinim, the sheets, the fancy silk sheets, vahatsinifos, the turbans, vahardidim, and the clasps. Maybe not to be confused with the Bate HaNefesh from before, but these clasps and all of these jewelry. And again, lots of excess in the psukim to make the point solid and to drive it home. But now, Pasuk Chof Dalet undoes the entire catalog. V'hoya tachas bosem, mach yihya. It will come to pass, says Yeshaya, to the generation of Uzziyahu that can't imagine such a thing because things are so great right now. It will be, it shall come to pass, that instead, in the place of perfume, of bosem, of fragrance, mach yihya will be rot, a rotten stench and decay. V'sachas chagora nikfa, in the place of a beautiful belt, of a wealthy girdle, will be a piece of rope, right? Instead of a sash, will be a bandage. V'sachas ma'aseh mikshe karcha, in the place of the deed, will be a wound that causes baldness. So their beautiful hair, their beautiful embellishments, their beautiful heads are going to be mottled with bald patches where they tore their own hair out, where famine and want have destroyed their good looks. Good looks pass away. Besachas pesigil machagores suck. And instead of finery, pesigil will be sackcloth. Some say in the place of the organ of levity, based on one of the pshatim, that is to say, around their waist, around the loins, which you used improperly, where you wore a tachshit of some kind, gone, destroyed, kitachas yofi, because this is instead of beauty. And the Mahari Cross says, Ki dvar ze ira lahem ba'avon chayu miyafos asasmon liznus v'la avera. You painted yourself up, you readied yourself for your lover, for infidelity. The Sota is told this, that where you did this to beautify yourself, and you put on clothing and you revealed intimate parts of your body, now you're going to have your shirt and your beged torn. Where you uncovered your head for a man who was not your husband, now you're going to have your head uncovered as you are paraded around as an example of the fate of one who is unfaithful. So the woman, again, is the euphemism here being used, but It goes for all the Jewish people, not just for the wealthy women of the Jewish people, but for a part of society where looks matter, or at least where appearance is often a part of public understandings of femininity, we see the opposite. We see only ruin and rack and decay. Chavhei misayich bacherav yipolu. Your men will fall by the sword. So this, I believe, is where the Malbim says that the men are so involved in the women's materialism that they go and make very bad decisions in order to be able to afford all of these riches. And so they'll go to war, and the war will avail them not, because the men will fall dead. Ugvura seich ba milchama. And your heroism in war. So we said one parak ago, lo yisagai el goy cherev. We're not going to learn warcraft anymore. But here we see that if we persist in our sinful ways, we will make war for specious reasons. And there is going to be terrible consequences. And finally, the last pasuk of the parak, avad ve'anu ve'avlu pisacheha. And her gates will lament and mourn. Because it turns out that the woman being referred to all the way through much of this parak is Yerushalayim herself. And the gates of Yerushalayim themselves are going to mourn. We see this in Eicha as well. Inanimate objects like the walls and the gates weeping as the city is denuded of her inhabitants that make her a lively, energetic place. V'nikasa la'aretz teishev. V'nikasa, and she'll be cleansed of all people. She will be emptied out. La'aretz teishev, and she will sit on the ground. This is a perfect introduction to Eicha, Perek Gimel of Yeshaya, because much of Perek Aleph of Eicha is based on this image of Yerushalayim sitting on the ground, absolutely stunned by what has befallen her. And a woman who had once been wealthy and beautiful and glorious to the world is now left in shame, degradation, poverty, and destruction.